With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. A young American named Richard Wiley got a phone call not long ago. Wiley was in Nairobi, Kenya, where he is executive director of international schools in Africa. The caller informed Wiley that he had won the Penn Faulkner Award for fiction for his novel, Soldiers in Hiding.
My son and I, when I heard about the Penn Faulkner, we took the car and drove out on the savannah looking for lions the next day, and he looking for lions, me thinking about the award.
A chance meeting in Japan led to the idea for Soldiers in Hiding.
I met an old man in Tokyo in about 1971 who had been an American citizen and had been drafted into the Japanese Army because he had gone to Japan previous to the war and stayed too long.
In his novel, Richard Wiley explores the moral dilemma of two English-speaking Japanese Americans who are stranded in Tokyo at the outbreak of World War II and drafted into the Japanese Army, where they are ordered to execute an American soldier. Richard Wiley, who was born in Tacoma, Washington, lived for 4 years in Japan after he got out of the Peace Corps. He believes the key to understanding the Japanese is learning their language.
I couldn't be so forthright in Japanese as I might be in English. The Vietnam War was a subject we talked about a lot during those days. In English, I might have had a very adamant anti-war opinion, but in Japanese, I had to mitigate it by the way the language worked. I softened it and circumlocuted it and went around the back and never really said too clearly what I thought.
While Soldiers in Hiding is Richard Wiley's first published book, he had a near miss with an earlier novel when a publisher withdrew a $1,200 advance.
I must have received 25 rejections on that version of that book.
Richard Wiley has gone back to Nairobi, armed with a Penn Faulkner Award and some items he can't get in Kenya, M&Ms and fruit roll-ups. The Atlantic Monthly Press published Soldiers in Hiding. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.